Hey, 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 my podcasting people. Welcome to another Silly Conversations. Might even be sillier. You never know. Now, I'm prefacing this podcast because I want you to know that I've been using some AI tools to actually add something different. Because, you know, this is not really a podcast or a space where we want to teach grammar. My focus is more on getting people to refine and improve and get into the habit of developing their listening skills. Hence the reason why we have interviews, conversations, and monologues. And I understand that there are many better podcasts, YouTube channels, which can explain the grammar in a more didactic way, which is not my particular style. However, occasionally, I would really like to maybe explain something around grammar themes, subjects, etc., but in a more entertaining way. And to this end, I've used some AI. So, and also, did you know that AI, because I know a lot of people have a few problems with AI, but think about the positive things you can do with AI. And did you know it was invented by a Scottish man called Arthur MacIntyre? And they wanted to use his original initials, MA, but obviously this was taken by the time, or for the time. So they decided to remove the M and just use Arthur MacIntyre. Intyre. And that's why we have AI. Just a little thing for you to think about. Also, I do recommend a few AI websites for the people I work with to use. One is TalkPal AI, which is very good. Another one is Ego.ai, also works very well. And another one, which is not AI, but it's called Breaking News English. Breaking News English. And this actually has current trends, news stories, etc. And it has a combination of tools and activities that you can actually do. All of these are free, and all of them also have a subscription basis as well. So you can use free for limited hours a day, and you can pay for the subscription one. I have no connection with these things. It's just sites that I recommend and I sometimes demonstrate to my students to use. So back to the point. I wanted to look at something on prepositions and I thought, how can I make this more interesting? And so I decided to use AI. So before you continue to listen to the podcast, what I'd like you to do, and I think this is the first time I've ever asked, please subscribe. Tell the world about Silly Conversations. Tell the world, or your world, how they can actually improve their listening skills, refine their listening skills by doing very little work and for free. So, subscribe, people. Help me out. As they say, give a dog a bone. I don't know if they say that, but anyway, I'm going to say that. Give a dog a bone. Help me out. So, enjoy.
Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
We've got another great topic to dig into today.
Yes, we do.
We are tackling the wild world of prepositions.
Muckle up.
I know, right? Tiny words, huge headache.
They really are.
And, you know, for anyone who's ever learned English as a second language, they can be a real nightmare.
Oh, absolutely.
So we actually found this really cool podcast episode called Silly Conversations, and they had a whole episode about mastering prepositions.
Sounds right up our alley.
Yeah, and, you know, their approach was so practical and fun, we thought we'd share some of their best tips and tricks with you guys.
And maybe even add a few of our own along the way.
Exactly. So let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
So their first tip is all about visualization. They call it visualize it. And it's basically about creating a mental picture to associate with each preposition.
Makes sense, right.
Yeah, so for example, they say imagine in as being inside a box, you know, like keys in a drawer.
I like
that. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, right? But I'm curious, what do you think about this whole visual learning thing?
Yeah.
I mean, does it really work for everyone?
That's a great question. And, you know, it's true, not everyone's a visual learner, but even if you're not primarily visual, creating these mental images can still be really helpful.
How so?
Well, it taps into our spatial reasoning, you know, yeah. Our ability to understand and manipulate objects in space.
Hmm, interesting.
And that can be a super powerful way to encode information. It's like creating a memory map.
A memory map for prepositions. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And, you know, to take it a step further, you can even try sketching out these images.
Really?
Yeah. The physical act of drawing can actually help solidify the connection in your mind. It's like a double whammy.
Huh. So we're talking about like drawing a box with keys inside for in.
Exactly. Or, you know, a book on a table for on.
Right. I'm willing to give it a try.
I think you'll be surprised how effective it can be.
Okay. So moving on to tip number two, and this one's a bit more whimsical. They call it the preposition sandwich. Yeah, I know it sounds more like a lunch order than a grammar lesson, right?
It does.
But basically the idea is you take a common noun, like park, and you try different prepositions around it.
So like at the park, in the park, by the park.
Exactly. And by doing that, you start to get a feel for the subtle ways that prepositions can change the meaning of a sentence.
Oh, I see. So it's less about memorizing definitions and more about experiencing the nuances in context.
Precisely. You're playing with the language. Experimenting with different combinations.
I like it. It's kind of like a hands-on approach.
Yeah, it's definitely more engaging than just staring at a list of rules.
Agreed.
So the next tip from Silly Conversations is all about learning prepositions in phrases rather than as isolated words.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they emphasize that prepositions are often parts of larger chunks of language, like good at something, interested in something, depend on someone.
Right, because in real life, we rarely use prepositions all by themselves.
Exactly. They're usually embedded in these set phrases.
And, you know, memorizing these chunks can actually be a lot less daunting than trying to learn each preposition individually.
Oh, I can see that it's like breaking down a big task into smaller, more manageable pieces.
Exactly. And our brains are actually wired to process information in groups like this.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, think about it. We do it all the time with phone numbers. We chunk them into groups of 3 or 4 digits.
Or even with music, we learn melodies in phrases, not individual notes.
Exactly. So learning prepositional phrases is just tapping into that natural way our brains work.
All right, I'm starting to see the pattern here. It's all about making prepositions more digestible and less intimidating.
That's the key.
So get ready for this one, because tip number 4 is all about music.
Music.
Yeah. Silly Conversations suggest putting prepositions to music.
Interesting.
They even have this little rhyme that they share in their episode. It goes, I'm in the car, but not on the seat. I'm at the door, but not in the street.
Catchy.
You know, right? It's stuck in my head all day.
Well, you know, music and rhythm can be incredibly powerful memory aids.
Oh, absolutely.
Think about it. Mnemonics have been used for centuries to help people memorize complex information.
True. It's like that old trick for remembering the order of operations in math. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
Exactly. And putting prepositions to music is just another variation on that theme.
So you're saying we should all be writing preposition raps?
I'm not saying we should, but hey, if it helps you learn, why not?
Challenge accepted.
I can't wait to hear it.
All right. Last but not least, we have the get talking and keep listening tip.
This one's a classic.
It is. And it's all about immersing yourself in the English language as much as possible.
So movies, podcasts, conversations, the whole shebang.
Exactly.
Yes.
The more you listen to and interact with native speakers, the more you'll start to pick up on the natural rhythms and patterns of preposition usage.
It's like osmosis. You absorb the language without even realizing it.
And I've got to add, there's this technique called shadowing that can be really helpful.
Oh, yeah.
For this.
Shadowing's great.
Basically, you listen to a native speaker and you try to repeat what they're saying in real time, mimicking their pronunciation and intonation.
It's like you're their shadow.
Exactly. And it forces you to pay attention to all those little details that you might otherwise miss, including prepositions.
And the best part is you start to internalize those patterns subconsciously.
So it's like training your ear to recognize the correct usage.
Precisely.
Wow. So we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
We've got 5 fantastic tips for mastering prepositions, all thanks to Silly Conversations.
A big shout out to them.
Visualize it. Use the preposition sandwich. Learn a phrase, sing it out, and immerse yourself.
I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on.
Yeah. And to leave you with one final thought, I'd like to encourage you to think about how prepositions function in your own native language.
Oh, that's a good one.
Are the patterns similar to English, or are they completely different?
Because sometimes comparing and contrasting can lead to some real aha moments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It can help you understand the underlying logic of prepositions and maybe even appreciate the quirks of English a little bit more.
You might even discover some hidden connections you never noticed before.
So go out there, explore, experiment, and have fun with prepositions.
Because they don't have to be a grammar minefield.
That's right. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Until next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Preposition Man. The hero of Grammar City and the busy city of Grammar City. People had a big problem. Prepositions were everywhere, but no one knew how to use them correctly. People said things like, I'll meet you on 3 p.m. or, I'm good in English. It was confusing, and everyone needed help. But fear not, because Preposition Man was here to save the day. Preposition Man wore a shiny suit that looked like a grammar book and had a cape made of dictionary pages. He always said, wrong preposition. I'll correct it. One day, Preposition Man's special grammar alarm went off. There was trouble at a coffee shop. He zoomed over and landed right next to a student named Maria. I need coffee on 3 sugars, Maria told the waiter. No. 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 Not on. But Preposition Man said loudly. You need coffee with 3 sugars. Maria turned around, surprised. Who are you? I'm Preposition Man, he said proudly. I help people use the right words in the right places. Maria looked worried. Prepositions are so hard. Can you help me? Of course, Preposition Man smiled. Prepositions are small but important. They show relationships between things. For example, I'm standing on the floor. But you're sitting on a chair. Maria nodded slowly. Oh, I see. But I still make mistakes. All the time. That's okay, Preposition Man said. Here's a simple trick. Imagine you're in something when it surrounds you, like being in a room. But if you're on top, like on a table, you say on. So, you sit in a car, but you stand on the road. Maria's eyes lit up. That makes sense. Just then, an older man nearby shouted, help me. Preposition Man. I told my grandson I was in the bus. When I meant on the bus, when I meant on the bus. Preposition Man gave a thumbs up. No problem, sir. Remember, you're on the bus when you're riding it, but in the bus if you're stuck inside, like hiding from the rain. The man laughed. Thank you. Maria looked curious again. What about on time and in time? I always mix those up. Preposition Man explained, good question. On time means you're not late, like showing up for class on time. In time means you make it before it's too late, like getting to the train in time before it leaves. Maria said happily. By the end of the day, Maria knew how to use prepositions, and Grammar City was peaceful again. As Preposition Man flew away, he shouted, prepositions are small, but they matter. Keep practicing, everyone. And with that, he disappeared, ready to help the next person in need of grammar help.
Grammar City people lost their way. Prepositions tripped them up each day. Slipping on words like in on at. Needed a hero to fix all that. From the shadows came a man so bold, with a cape of letters red and gold. Preposition Man to save the scene, making sure our words were clean. He's the hero swooping in, saving us from grammar sin. In between a mom above, prepositions fit like a glove. Through the city he did soar, fixing errors at every door. Got to school just in the nick, helped the teacher with her trick. From the library to the park,
Preposition man left his mark. Children cheered and folks all smiled. Grammar City's now beguiled. Fixing phrases through the night like a beacon shining bright. Preposition men are guiding star, perfecting English near and far.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar information or correction, please ask someone else, not me.